If you're happy with the same old ways of dating,
if you enjoy sucking at communication,
and you have no desire to improve your romantic life, then our podcast might not be for you.
But you want some out-of-the-box ideas to deepen your current relationships,
broaden your sexual horizons,
develop a better understanding of yourself,
or learn more about non-monogamy,
then you've come to the right place. I'm Jace.
I'm Emily.
And I'm Dedeker.
And this is the Multiamory Podcast. On this episode of the Multiamory Podcast, we are talking about the Triforce of Communication. This is something that we just invented. Well, okay, we didn't totally invent it ourselves. It's based off of some things from some other very smart people that have come up with this. But we have named it the Triforce of Communication, which is an amazing title Dedeker came up with. And this is basically about when you communicate with someone, what are your reasons for doing it? And because of that, you know, what is it that you want to get back from that? And how important this is in terms of having good communication. And when these things are mismatched, if the person receiving the communication thinks you want something different than what your actual goal for this communication is, that can lead to frustration and, you know, anxiety and disappointment and things like that. So that's what we're talking about, the Triforce of Communication.
Yeah, Jace, you want to come with me into this forest to try to find the Triforce of Communication? Let's go.
Yeah, totally. By your choice of Zelda song, actually, like, I think I can tell that you're a little bit younger than I am. I feel like that song wasn't introduced until the Zelda repertoire, until slightly later in the Zelda.
Until
timeline.
I think it was in Ocarina of Time, right?
Was it Ocarina of Time when that one was introduced?
I think so. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Like so many angry like Twitter followers on the
I hope so. No, actually,
you
this is
fucking idiots.
Of all the things that people write angrily to us about, this is one that I'm like, yes, please, like set me straight.
Oh, that's so true. I actually would love it if people wrote to us angrily about video game references.
Right.
Like, I want to learn.
I'm Jace.
I'm Dedeker. So you guys, to explain to you what the Triforce of Communication is, we originally kind of crafted this based on a talk given by Kathy Labriola. Now, if you guys don't know who Kathy is, she's been on our show before. We interviewed her a couple episodes back. She's a poly-friendly therapist and counselor and hypnotherapist who works out of the Bay Area. And she puts together this fantastic course on communication. And one of the first parts of her course, she breaks down specifically five goals of communication.
And this is also, this hour-long talk is available on her website, and we'll link that in our show notes. You guys can watch this video for yourselves if you want. Sorry, go on.
So she does a fantastic job of breaking this down, but of course we listened to it and we thought we can do an even more fantastic job and make it into something not only better, but also nerdier. And hence, that's why we are presenting to you the Triforce of Communication.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely
nerdy. So the reason why it's important to know this, as Jace was talking about in the intro, is that if you have a mismatched goal when you're trying to communicate with somebody, it can lead to frustration, it can lead you to not getting what it is that you want out of the communication, and as we all know, when there's a breakdown in communication, it just makes things much more difficult for everybody. You know, good relationships are built on healthy communication and communication that is effective. So, with that said, do you want to just kind of jump into it? Take us into it here?
Yeah, sure. Let's go into it. So basically what this is breaking down communication between yourself and somebody else. And this could be a friend. It could be a partner. It could be a family member. It could be whoever. This is just communication in general. And we've narrowed this down into three, thus the Triforce of Communication. Into three different purposes for communication. And because of those three different purposes, each one has a different type of response that you want to get from that communication to feel like you effectively had that type of communication, I guess is the way to say it. So to start off at the beginning, the first one is to either create intimacy or to tell a story, which is, you know, telling a story is kind of a way of creating connection with someone else. I think when you say the word intimacy, it like implies a romantic relationship, but that's mm-hmm. that's not necessarily true. This is just intimacy in general. This could be intimacy with a friend or a family member, but it's really about connection, right?
Yeah.
So this is, you know, telling a story is obvious. We, in preparing this episode, had multiple asides where it was like, hey, can I just tell you a story? We went a little overboard with practicing this triforce of communication in preparing for this episode. But, you know, telling a story is just, hey, I'm going to tell you this thing that happened to me. And I want to create a connection. And so the way I want to do that is for you to listen and acknowledge that story and kind of reply, you know, oh, wow, that's interesting. Oh, I hear that. That's cool. Maybe share some of your own stories that inspires, right? It's about that. It's about just creating connection. It's, you know, some people could say it's purposeless communication, which I think is actually a mistake. That when people think of this type of communication as not having a purpose, its purpose is this. It's creating connection, mm-hmm. creating intimacy, sharing yourself and hoping to get that in return, right?
Yeah, and I mean, and like we mentioned, you know, this is not limited just to your romantic relationships where you can create intimacy. Mm-hmm. You know, if you like go out on a lunch date with a friend you haven't seen in years and like you guys are playing catch up, like, you know, the purpose of that is just, again, to like to forge that connection, to rebuild your intimacy as friends. So like there may not be, you know, a specific purpose behind it other than just that of just kind of forging this connection.
Mm-hmm. So like aside from telling stories, I was trying to think what would be some other examples of creating intimacy through communication that's not just telling a story. You know, and it would be things kind of like just expressing just even the simple things, just how are you doing right now? Like, oh, well, this is kind of mm-hmm. what's been going on for me. Like, this is what's going on for me. It's kind of not like you're not looking for sympathy. You're not looking for advice. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of like, hey, this is what my world is like right now. Do you have any other examples that come to mind?
I mean, it could be very surface level things. It could be something like, hey, oh my goodness, like, I just saw this movie that I think you'd really like. Let me tell you about it.
Sure, yeah.
Or something that's a little bit deeper of, like, I have this particular kink that I would love to explore with you. Like, let's talk about it. Mm-hmm. You know, or things like, you know what? Like, I'm really into this particular philosopher's thinking. Like, let me share that with you and, like, kind of teach you about it. We can talk about this philosophy.
Yeah, sure.
You know, these tend to be kind of also in the realm of like first date conversations. You know, when you're first getting to know somebody, you know, the conversation that you have on the first date is building intimacy.
Yeah, right. It's just offering things about yourself and hoping for things in return to kind of find those connections and learn a little bit more about how each other work. Yeah, that's a great mm-hmm. way to put that. I hadn't thought about it that way, but this is definitely the communication you have on a first date definitely falls into this category number one, which is creating intimacy, telling a story, or I'll add creating a connection mm-hmm. is also part of this.
Okay. So the second goal of communication in our triforce of communication is either asking somebody for support or acknowledgement or offering support and acknowledgement to someone else. So, mm-hmm. you know, this is things like your partner asks you, how's your day? And you say like, oh gosh, like actually I had a really difficult day. You know, this happened and this happened and that happened. And maybe you're just seeking like some sympathy, or maybe you're seeking your partner to come over and hug you and just tell you, hey, it's going to be okay. Mm-hmm. You know, or for your partner to say like, you know what? Like you sound like you actually tried really hard today and like, that's okay. Or obviously on the flip side of that, if you sense that your partner is having a difficult time, or maybe your partner accomplished something, that this kind of communication can be you coming to your partner and saying like, hey, wow, like, I'm so glad that you did this for me. Like, thank you so much. Or, oh my goodness, like, you know, like you accomplished something so great and I'm so proud of you. So mm-hmm. it's kind of this like more interconnected, like helping and supporting kind of communication. Can you think of any other examples?
Yeah, I mean, this is a very 21st century example, but it's kind of the like, hey, I saw on Facebook that you were having a rough day today. Like, just want to let you know, like, I think you're so great, and you know that I don't think that you're, you know, whatever. Maybe they had you read on Facebook that you know, one of their coworkers thought they were insensitive or something, and it's, you know, to come to them and be like, I feel like you're always so sensitive, and that must be really hard for you to get that kind of criticism. I know you take that seriously. You know, hope you're doing okay. Like, are you okay? Is there anything I can do? Kind of that, like offering that support and that acknowledgement of what they're going through. Or yeah, I guess on the flip side, to go all social media about it is, you know, wow, I saw your post about wherever, like that place you are is amazing. Like that view is incredible. Or like, wow, you took such a good photo, or, you know, that's an amazing project that you did, if they posted a project that they finished or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'd say those are kind of examples that come to mind. And then the third part of the triforce of communication is when you're trying to make a decision or solve a problem or to impart or receive information. So basically, for making a decision, this could be that I'm trying to make a decision and I'm looking for your help in making that decision, or it could be that we need to make a decision together. Same with solving a problem. Maybe I'm trying to solve a problem and I want your advice, or I want the two of us together to solve a problem. And then imparting information, it could be like, hey, I have some information I just need to make sure that you receive. Or hey, there's some information that I need. Right? Like, yeah. Hey, can
and
you
so,
tell
and
me
this
about
can
this?
Be all very pragmatic, very practical. You know, it could be anything from just like, hey, I just want to let you know when you're at the grocery store, get us some milk because we're out of milk. You know, very neutral, very straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
Or something more like, hey, like, we need to decide if this is the house we want to buy.
yeah,
so
big decision, yeah.
Yeah, it could be a very big decision. Or it could just be like, hey, let's talk about where we want to go for dinner tonight.
Sure.
You know, very straightforward, very practical, very solution-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to give the disclaimer that these may seem super, super obvious.
right, yes.
You know, it's already super obvious, like, if we're just like, yeah, you guys, good communication is the key to a good relationship. It's like, well, freaking duh. Like, of course it is.
Yeah.
But the thing is that, like, for as much as we all can acknowledge that, we're still so bad at it sometimes.
Right. And that's something we're going to get into in the second half of this episode, for sure. We're going to kind of go through some more specific examples of those and some techniques for how to improve this communication. But yeah, I mean, we've all had that time where I come to someone because, you know, I'm looking for support and sympathy, and I tell them the story of what happened, and their response is like, well, what if you had done this instead? Or like, well, maybe you should have done this, or like, maybe this thing. You know, they're giving me suggestions, and it makes me feel like, oh, so you're telling me I fucked up and I did it wrong.
Mm,
right? That it's they thought I was looking for number three, for trying to solve a problem. And I was really looking for support and acknowledgement. And because they gave me the wrong thing, not only was it just like, well, no, that's not what I wanted, which seems benign, but it's like, no, I actually felt attacked by what you said. Because now I feel like you're blaming me for this thing that I just wanted sympathy about and understanding about.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, on the other side, you could be just as frustrated if you come to someone with that same thing, because you're like, how can I fix this so it doesn't happen again? And they're just like, man, that's really hard. Like, I feel like you did everything you could. And you're like, well, that's not helpful. And then you're just frustrated, right? That it seems so simple, but it's so often that those two scenarios specifically, I think, happen a lot, where you're looking for the one and you get the other.
Definitely. And I mean, this could happen in like normal day-to-day conversation. I think this frequently happens in the midst of arguments.
Sure.
You know, when you're, and especially
or
when you're trying to get out of an argument.
I think this
or
could
starts
even start
an argument. Exactly.
Argument. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Because you might be in the middle of an argument and you're trying to explain to your partner wanting support and acknowledgement to be like, you know what, like, this thing happened and it made me feel really upset, or I felt really insecure, or I felt really jealous. And like, what you want is for your partner to be like, oh my goodness, like, I didn't mean to make you feel that way. Like, it's okay. Like, but I understand how you could feel that way. Like, let me come here and comfort you and it's going to be okay. But your partner hops straight to like, okay, well, what's the solution? Like, how can we fix it? How can we prevent it from happening next time?
Right.
And that's not to say that your partner's doing something bad, by doing that. You know, if anything, it's good that they're showing that they do want to fix it. However, if that's not what you're looking for in that particular moment, it can kind of make things go even further down the toilet rather than pulling you guys out of the pit.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. There's also, we were trying to distinguish earlier the difference between number one, which is about creating intimacy and telling a story, versus number two, asking for support and acknowledgement. And an example of that is if you're sharing with your partner a story about something traumatic that happened to you, or maybe something really formative that happened to you in your life, if what you're looking for is creating a connection, then the response that you want from that is the, like, oh, you know, wow, you know, maybe that was really hard, or, oh, that sounds really triumphant, or whatever it is, but that's, thank you for sharing that. Like, I really feel like I understand you a lot better. Like, thank you for opening up. That's the response if the goal is creating intimacy and connection. But if the goal was, I'm sharing this story because I need support about this and I need acknowledgement about it, your response is going to be a little different. It's going to be, wow, gosh, like, I can't even imagine how hard that must have been for you. You know, are you okay? Like, how can I support you with that? Like, I think you're amazing. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, wow, that's amazing that you accomplished that thing. That's so cool. Like, that, I, you know, that really makes you the person that you are, like, and that's what I think is so awesome about you too, right? It's very different from kind of the acknowledgement of, like, wow, you let me into yourself to connect with you, versus, mm-hmm. oh, you told me a thing, so I'm offering you sympathy or my condolences, mm-hmm. or congratulations, something like that.
Got it. So I kind of want to pull out number three of the Triforce right now to help me make a decision. Can you help me do that? Okay, so the goal of our communication right now is to make a decision.
Is
it time for us to go and talk about our Patreon members? I'm trying to decide.
Okay.
Is it time?
Thank you. I thank you for letting me know that you were trying to make a decision, because I also think that that's about that time that we should talk about our patrons. So if you agree to that, should we do that now?
Yeah. Let's do that.
Okay.
Let's do that.
Great.
For a long time now, we've been fans of AdamandEve.com for getting sex toys or lingerie or accessories, things like that. It's just a fantastic resource with a huge selection. And now, not only do we have a fantastic offer, but we also have a promo code that will work on AdamMail.com and EvesToys.com, which are their sites specifically for LGBTQ audiences. And our code is fantastic. It's 50% off of almost any item in the store and free discreet shipping when you use our code MULTI.
Yes, we love AdamandEve.com and have for years. They are our oldest and longest sponsor, and they just keep on giving great gifts to us and to our listeners. You can bring more pleasure and satisfaction into your bedroom by going to AdamandEve.com, AdamMail.com, or EvesToys.com and select any one item. It can be, you know, an adventurous new toy or anything you desire, something fun, something sexy, whatever sounds good.
So just enter offer code MULTI at checkout and you'll get 50% off almost any item plus free shipping. That's MULTI, MULTI, at AdamandEve.com, AdamMail.com, or EvesToys.com. This is an exclusive offer that is specific to this podcast, and it's better than any offer that is currently available on their site. So again, use code MULTI to get you not just the 50% discount, but also the 100% free shipping. Code MULTI.
Time to get back into it. Okay, so I think we're all familiar with the very old stereotype about how different genders communicate differently.
Mm.
The one that most people are familiar with is that, you know, women talk and that they tend to be seeking the support or the acknowledgement. You know, that, like, when women talk and they're venting or they're sharing a problem, that it's, you know, well, I just want my partner to listen and support me. And that when men talk or when men listen, they seek to solve a problem. And so supposedly that's kind of the age-old communication breakdown, is that the woman's like, no, I just want you to listen. I don't want you to fix it. And then the man is like, what, will I need to be a man and, like, try to fix things and try to do something? So supposedly that's how it all goes. And, like, I mean, I have personally experienced that happen to me several times.
Yeah.
However, just as many times, both of us have experienced the total gender flipped version of it. And to be honest, right. most men that are with me, Dedeker, will experience the gender-flipped version of this.
Uh-huh.
Because as I've uncovered over the course of my life, when someone's expressing negative emotions, or if someone's upset, or someone's having a hard time, my knee-jerk reaction is solve the problem. It's, okay, immediately, let's find a solution, let's fix it, let's get it under control, and let's fix it. And so that's, you know, even though that's not the stereotypical feminine thing to do, that's definitely where I come from. And like, that's something that Jason and I personally have had to work through as well. It's something I've had to work through in my relationships with my other male partners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. These things are not actually gendered at all. Yeah, that men or women could want any one of these different reasons for communicating and could want that type of response. You know, this is something that, you know, was first introduced to me by my mom when I was like a teenager, was when she first sort of presented to me this idea of men communicating, wanting to fix things, and women communicating just because they want acknowledgement. And it took me a number of years after that to finally like remove the gender part of it. But it did, I am really grateful for it because it gave me this great insight into that there could be different reasons for communicating. And that's something that's actually served me very well in my life after that, is just kind of having that knowledge, you know, which, and not, this is no fault of her own that she looked at it from a gendered point of view, because at the time, you know, men are from Mars, women are from Venus. Like, that's the relationship advice that was out there. There wasn't a lot of other stuff. It was that type of advice that's very focused on gender.
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted to go through some examples of different, of something that a person could say to you, and they could mean a different, you know, they could be looking for a different type of communication goal, and you don't necessarily know just by what they're saying, right?
So, yeah.
Yeah.
You took the words right out of my
okay.
mouth.
All right.
That's how good our communication is now.
Oh, wow. It's just
like
this,
now we mind melded.
Yeah, shit.
Okay, so for instance, let's say, Jace, that I come home.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, you know what? My annual review is coming up at work, and I think I really want to tell them that I want to become a supervisor in my department. So just for me saying that, can you even guess what it is that I might be looking for from you?
Oh, geez. based on your tone of voice, I would guess that what you were looking for right now was acknowledgement and support. Being like, wow, that's great. You know, I think you could definitely do that if you want to do that. That would be my guess, if I had to guess.
Okay. I mean, so certainly that is a possibility, because I could be coming to you and all I want is for you to like be encouraging, be like, yeah, you know what? Totally. I think you can do that. Like, you know, you shouldn't feel nervous about that. You should feel confident about that. Great. But that might not be the case. I could be coming to you just purely to create intimacy. Maybe like I already feel quite confident about it. And I just want to let you know what? I think I'm going to do this.
Yeah, maybe you want me to be like, wow, that's awesome. Like, I'm glad to know that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe just letting you kind of see into my life, see a slice of my life, let you know what's going on in my work life, and just kind of creating a closer connection with you.
Mm-hmm.
However, it could be the third part of the Triforce. I could be coming to you because I'm trying to make a decision about whether or not I should tell them that, or I'm trying to ask you, like, I'm trying to figure out how to tell them.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And so if I come to you and I'm like, you know, I really want to brainstorm on ways to figure out like how I should approach the people at my work about becoming a supervisor, and all you come to me with is just like, yeah, baby, like it'll be great. Like, you know, you should be confident. I think you deserve it. I think you're ready for it.
Right.
Like, that's not helping me solve my problem. And so, you know, even though this is a communication about like a positive subject, there can still be a breakdown in communication.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. That these are not all about negative things that are happening. It's just, you know, if, and this is something that could be, depending on the context, if I misinterpreted what you were looking for and didn't ask for clarification and you didn't give it to me, then it might just lead to a little bit of like a little bit of frustration or a little bit of annoyance, or maybe we would eventually get to the thing that you wanted. So this might be a fairly low stakes example. But this could also be something, maybe we have a history of this type of conversation about your work being an issue that, that leads to upset conversations, maybe because of this type of communication in the past, like this type of miscommunication in the past, that maybe this is a sore subject. Then this is something we want to take extra care about making sure that we both have the same communication goal for this. So I'm going to jump ahead a little bit and then we're going to come back. Sure. But basically there's a couple ways that you can go about this. One approach is one that, you know, say you're the one listening to this and the person you're communicating with has not listened to this episode. So they don't know this, this idea of the Triforce of communication. Something that you can do is to try to ask them in the most, you know, supportive and positive way possible what it is that they're looking for. So the way that I do this, and this is something that when I mentioned this to Dedeker, she was like, oh yeah, you have done that with me before. Where if someone shares something like this, I might start to answer or be thinking about an answer and kind of pause and be like, so what, well, you know, what is it that you're looking for right now? Like, how can I best support you? Are you looking for, you know, support and encouragement, or do you want to like break this down and look at this together and try to come up with a solution? Those are the two that I tend to go to first of like, is it this or this? And then, you know, even if someone came to you just looking for support, and when you ask that question, they're like, well, I guess we could like break it down and maybe that would be helpful for me, because maybe they didn't know specifically what they wanted when they came in. Then they at least feel like they're the one asking for it and you're not just giving unsolicited advice, which is what happens if someone's looking for support and you give them advice and start to like break it down. That's like, well, I didn't ask you. That's not what I was looking for.
Yes. So I would build on that by saying that, you know, so maybe you do come to your partner and you do ask, you kind of straight up ask them what their goal is. Like, well, do you want me to give you advice? Do you want me to just listen to you? However, you know, that person may not know, you know, they may like, if, especially if something upsetting is happening or something stressful has happened, they may just like have no idea what it is they need in that moment. So, but another tactic that you can take for yourself is something that Kathy Labriola refers to as meta communication. And we have a second example here that we're going to use, but I kind of want to try using it with meta communication.
Okay.
And that means finding a way to state or to communicate what your goal is before communicating the actual message. And, you know, this may seem awkward, or I think it can actually be very fluid. So for instance, let's say the situation is that I come home, there's Jace, and I say to Jace, you know what? I'm feeling a little down because I got into an argument with one of my other partners today. So I could just say that. And again, Jace has no idea what it is that I'm actually looking for. So, but if I know what my goal is, I can lead with one of those goals. So for instance, if my goal is just to create intimacy or to tell a story or to create a connection, I could come to Jace and say, you know what, like, I have this on my mind. I kind of just want to vent about it and get it out of my head. And then, you know what, let's just go play video games. you know, that it couldn't just be like, you know what, let me just open up to you so you can see what's going on and understand what's going on, and then we can move past it and then I'll feel better. So maybe I can lead with that. Then Jace is clear on, okay, this is what she needs, and then we can do that. And then yay, video games. Or if my goal is I want his support or I want his acknowledgement, I could come to him and say like, you know what, I'm having problems in another relationship. Let me tell you what's going on, and I kind of just want like your support and your comfort and for you to tell me that like it's going to be okay. You know, like just listen, let me vent and and tell me it's going to be okay. Or the last one, you know, I could come to Jason and say, what, you know what, I'm having problems in another relationship and I need your advice. Or, you know what, this is a problem that's going on in my other relationship. What do you think that I should do about this? And so this requires some work on your part as the person initiating communication to think ahead of time, what is it that I actually want in sharing this? It does require a little bit of self-awareness just to think like, okay, like what is it I actually want to get from my partner? And how can I also communicate that either before or during, or maybe right after I deliver the actual content of my communication?
Right. This is absolutely something that you could start by saying, you know, sharing the piece of information And then if you realize right away, like, oh, hey, this is something we've miscommunicated about before in the past, then you could add, like, oh, and like, but what I'm looking for right now is solutions. Like, I want to, like, fix this problem together. Or, you know, very clearly being like, hey, I just want support. Like, I just want you to listen. Like, am I okay? Am I an okay person? Like, that type of question. Mm-hmm. Like, you can catch it afterward as well. But this is where it comes in, especially if you know that this topic is something that has either caused an argument before or has led to one or the other of you feeling upset or frustrated before. It's kind of about that. It's like, especially if you know that this is an issue, is when you'll think, because otherwise you're like, well, I'm not going to say before every single thing I say, like, hey, I'm going to do goal number one right now.
Although I will say we did a lot of that while planning this podcast, and it was kind of hilarious. But we had good communication.
Well, we did communicate really well leading up to recording this episode. So there you go. The proof is in the pudding, as it were. Right. But if it's so, say it's that she comes home and tells me about a problem, you know, an argument that she's been having with another partner. Maybe in the past, this is something that she came to me looking for support about, and I tried to give advice. And she felt like I was meddling in her other relationship, and we got into a fight about that, or that caused stress in our own relationship. You know, as people who have been polyamorous for any length of time are aware, it's a very delicate situation when you're giving advice or sharing about your other relationships, because there is kind of this this tricky line to walk of, you know, how much sharing is too much and how much do I need to respect their privacy. But also, you're a great friend and supporter, and you know what it's like to date me. So who better to give me advice about someone else who's also dating me, right? Like, there's both sides to it. But if we know that this is something that's caused us problems in the past, or even just that we know is a sensitive issue right now, by leading with this meta communication of, here's the reason why I want to bring this to you, and now here's the thing that I'm sharing, can actually be hugely helpful. I know it like sounds so simple and like you might not need to do it, but we've really found it to be just hugely successful when you can think to do it.
Yeah, definitely.
And
I think I realized as I was thinking about these, because I was trying to think about like, well, I mean, what if when you're in the middle of like a really unpleasant argument, you know, and there's like back and forth, like how do these come into play? And I realized that if you're actually thinking of these goals, it may actually help pull your argument if it's going to a bad place, if it's going into like accusations or dredging up the past or things like that, that it may pull that out. Because if you realize like, oh, my goal is none of these three things from the Triforce, my goal is just to like make myself feel better, or my goal is just to put my partner down, or my goal is just to feel like I'm right.
Or more often, yeah, to make me right and you wrong. If that's really my goal and not one of these three.
Yeah, I think it can be a good litmus test.
Yeah, yeah, that's a great example of that. And something, too, that I wanted to bring up, just because I loved this quote so much. I was listening to Dr. Christopher Ryan's TED Talk today, where he's talking about human beings being sexual omnivores. And he's talking about how men and women, when it comes to sex, and I think this is true about communication and anything else, we're really not as different as our culture tends to make us believe. And his quote that I really loved is, he said, "It's time we move beyond Mars and Venus, because the truth is that men are from Africa and women are from Africa." And I was just like, fuck, that, yeah, exactly. Like, we all evolved from the same stuff. Like, we're all so much more similar than we are different. And yeah, I love that kind of stuff. His TED Talk is great. I'd recommend checking it out if you haven't already. He's one of the authors of Sex at Dawn, which is a book that we talk about fairly often. It was a pretty influential book for me when starting my poly journey. But anyway, we would like to encourage all of you to try this out. Like, a best case scenario is that you and your partner listen to this episode together, or you've both listened to it separately and talk about it and say, yeah, let's give it a try. And even if you do like Dedeker and I did, where you almost make a joke out of it, like we talked about all sorts of stuff, being like, okay, I'm going to do number one now. I want your help solving a problem. Like, should I get the lime sparkling water or the coconut sparkling water, right? Like, just being silly about it. But it gets you in that state of mind. It gets you to start thinking about even those trivial little things still are trying to achieve these goals.
Well, there's also, I mean, the example that you did where you were like, okay, I'm seeking some support from you on this. And I'm going to express to you that, like, I'm disappointed that after we finish recording this podcast, we're not going to have time to play RimWorld together.
Right.
And honestly,
which is a video,
like,
game that we're into right now.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Like, I'm so glad that you said that. Like, you just want support, because my knee-jerk would have been like, okay, how do we solve the problem? Okay, how do I make him happy? Okay, like,
and
do
then
I
you would have been
schedule?
Stressed
like,
about,
what do
like,
I need to do?
Fuck, we're not going to have time. Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, right. Like, even with small, insignificant things, it really helped open it up and made it so much clearer.
Mm-hmm. And you can even be super meta about it and be like, I'm going to share with you the purpose for sharing this thing because I want to build intimacy because we have this shared bond of doing this. But then the actual purpose of the thing I'm going to communicate is that I want support. And then
oh,
now I'm going to
be a little too meta. now I'm confused. No, just you gotta ease us into it. That's
right.
Like difficult mode.
All right, I've been playing a lot of Back to the Future the game lately, and so I'm thinking about like steps within steps of like time travel.
I see.
I think my brain is just kind of in that place.
I see. Got it. Well, I mean, when we do invent time travel, then we can handle all the new complications that come with romantic relationships across decades and time zones and all those things.
Oh man, polyamory.
Oh yeah.
Cool.
Oh yeah. Can you imagine?
My brain just exploded right now.
Seriously. Yeah. I think we better start studying for it now so that we can kind of give people the appropriate coaching when it comes time.
You're not thinking fourth dimensionally, Marty. Yeah, exactly. That was my Christopher Lloyd impression. I hope you all.
That was an impression. Do you want some support, or do you want me to help you solve that problem?
I was actually
was
just trying
just
to create intimacy.
Oh, okay. Good,
yeah.
good, great.
But now that I know
well,
you
good.
Think
I feel
it's
very
a...
intimate that you've been so vulnerable to share with me your terrible Christopher Lloyd impression.
Wow. All right, we're going to deal with our communication problems right now while you go and do the same yourselves. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to check out our website, that's multiamory.com. You can also tweet at us on Twitter, @multiamory. You can write to us on Facebook, multiamory. And also if you join our Patreon at Patreon, patreon.com/multiamory, you can discuss things with us there and also become a patron and join our private members-only Facebook group. All these are great ways to get in touch with us. We love talking with all of you. Thank you so much for listening. And we'll see you next week.
See you next week. Bye-bye.